To maintain health, we're told by many to get in some type of exercise. But the question is, how long should we be in the gym? And joining us now is New York Times phys ed columnist Gretchen Reynolds. Good morning, Gretchen. Great to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. So, you know, whether there's guidelines, I'm sure, about exercise, but some people just approach it all in. I mean, this time of year, all we want to do is get in better shape to look good in our bathing suits. So, you know, should we be in the gym for 2 hours or 20 minutes?
Well, the standard recommendation, which was set up by the government and a number of health organizations, is that the reported sweet spot for exercise is about 150 minutes a week, which is really translates as about 30 minutes, five times a day, of moderate exercise, and that usually means walking. And that's what scientists had thought was sort of the perfect amount for health, but it hadn't really been studied very well. So two big studies were just published in which researchers asked close to 1 million people how much they exercised and then followed those people for up to 15 years to see which of the people died, actually, and then compared the information about how people had exercised with how long people were living to try and determine what is the ideal amount of exercise for a long, healthy life. And what they found is not exercising at all is very bad for your lifespan. People who never exercised were by far at the highest risk of dying prematurely within that time period. People who exercised at all in any way, 5 minutes a day, had about a 20% less risk of dying younger than they should. People who exactly hit the guidelines, which is 150 minutes a week, were about 30% less likely to die early. But the sweet spot was actually more than that. The ideal amount they found was actually close to an hour a day of moderate exercise, which really is walking. If you're in the gym on a treadmill, that's vigorous exercise. So if you want to live a long and healthy life, you can just walk for about an hour a day, and that reduces your risk of dying younger than you should by almost 40%.
Wow. But that is a lot more than those guidelines mentioned, as you said before. Where does vigorous exercise come in, though? Breaking a sweat, how much of that should you do, and does that help?
Well, that
make help you live a longer life?
The second of the two studies that were just published looked at whether how hard you exercise makes a difference in how long people live. There's actually been some concern that exercising hard could reduce people's lifespans, that you actually sort of are working harder than you should. This study did not find that. It found that people who exercised vigorously, and that really means jogging instead of walking. It doesn't mean that you have to be, you know, maxing out your heart rate. It means that you are breaking a sweat. And they found that people who did that at all, if they, you know, walked most of the time, but sort of broke into a run maybe for 10 minutes a week, had an additional 10% reduction in their risk of dying early compared to people who never broke a sweat. And people who exercised vigorously for close to a third of the time that they exercised got close to 15% extra risk reduction on top of what they would get for working out at all if they broke a sweat. And there was no upper limit. The people who were exercising really hard all the time were not at greater risk of dying. So the lesson, according to the scientists, is get out and do something. Anything is going to extend your lifespan. But if you want to hit the real sweet spot, try and go out and walk a lot and at least once in a while break into a sweat.
Now, you've talked about all cardio so far. How about lifting weights? What's the benefit there, and does that help to extend your life?
This study was not looking specifically at weight training, but many other studies have, and there's no doubt at all that it's really important for health, which contributes to increasing your lifespan. It makes sure that you don't lose muscle mass. It makes sure that your legs are strong enough that you can run. And it's very good for the heart and very good for the brain. It may actually be as good for your mental health as aerobic training. So, yes, get into the gym and maybe walk to the gym.
You know, you mentioned the ideal time's about an hour a day. What about the fanatics who do 3 or 4 hours a day? Is that actually harming them or what?
In both of these studies, and these were, again, very large studies, the scientists found no harmful upper limit. In the one study, they looked at people who were doing 10 times the recommended amount. So they were actually working out for 25 hours or more a week, which is, I don't know what they were doing for a job.
Right.
But those people
personal
did
trainers,
not have
I guess.
An in, that there was no increased risk of dying young for people doing a lot of exercise. So those few people who want to work out 25 hours a week, it doesn't appear to be harmful. I hope you're not living in your parents' basement.
Makes me want to get to the gym. Gretchen, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much for having me.
New York Times physical ed columnist Gretchen Reynolds there.